Good morning. For those who don't understand Hindi, you heard that it was a very upbeat song. That much you got. And it was talking about Swarg. You know what is Swarg? Heaven. So it's saying that we will definitely bring heaven on this earth, and we will fulfill our promise to Baba that this is what we're going to do. And it's connected very much with today's Murli. And as I read the Murli, I was fascinated because I think at that point it was still the Cold War in its intense phase. And so Baba saying that they talk a lot about destruction, but you don't need to talk about that. They know about that already. What you have to do is give them an awareness and understanding, not just tell them, but give them an awareness and understanding that there's a new age, a golden age, that the light is coming and the darkness is about to finish, and they should be able to experience the happiness and the joy of that. And I thought, well, what I'm exposed to at the moment is things from Extinction Rebellion and various other climate change things. And they're talking a lot about end times. And so that's not what we have to talk about, but what we have to talk about is preparation for the future. So Baba gave a very clear signal, and I'm sure the others, the green team who are now preparing to go to Madrid for the COP, would also have picked up that signal, because it was a question we had, because at the moment there's a lot of this going on. We're heading towards chaos, we're heading towards collapse. There's a whole study called collapsology. And so is that what we're going to talk about? And I was saying no. You don't need to talk about those things. You need to talk about how to prepare for the future so that you're giving them hope, you're giving them light, you're giving them an understanding of the positive and the work that God has come to do. That was interesting for me from the Murli today, and then of course the song. But the thing that, and why Baba's talking about heaven and so on in the Murli, is because they're approaching the Golden Jubilee at that time. It's the Murlis of 85, and so they're preparing for big celebrations for the Golden Jubilee, 50 years of Baba's work. And so Baba's talking about what is the service you're going to do, and how do you want to do that service, what is the message you want to give. So it's in that context that Baba's talked a lot about bringing heaven on earth. But what I want to talk about is the Murli that we all heard on Friday, or if we didn't hear it on Friday because you were at work or something, then you would have read it or heard it yesterday. So the Murli of the Carefree Emperor, and that's from 2011. And so in terms of Murli's, it's fairly recent, it's not that long ago. And many of us may have been there at that time for that particular Murli. December, it's a December Murli, so students, teachers, people connected with education, they go off to Madhuban in December. So this has been just before the 31st December season, so the 15th December. But a very beautiful title that Baba gave us at that time, and it comes from the Sakar Murlis also. But Baba clarified it in a very powerful way. Carefree Emperor. Emperor is beautiful enough anyway, but people in the Copper Age and later Iron Age, any emperor would have huge, huge problems and many worries and concerns and anxieties. And Baba's children, when Baba's saying you're the emperor, you're not an emperor with a crown of thorns, you're an emperor with a crown of light, the carefree emperor. Yes, you have your crown of jewels also, but in particular, you wear the crown of light. And so you're absolutely light, no burden, no concerns, no worries. And it's not just a description of Satyug. In Satyug, there'll just be 8 emperors, that's it, no more than that. But Baba's talking to all his children today. In Sangam Yug, many, many can be the carefree emperors. And I heard Baba give this title to many souls, many individuals who would come in front of Baba and the golden days of personal blessings. And so Baba gave this title to many of Baba's children. You are a carefree emperor. And even if they weren't, receiving that title would inspire them and enable them to reach that stage of being carefree. And so how does one become carefree? And it seems that it's a question of faith. What is it that causes me anxiety and worry? And especially when Baba's saying, okay, hand over all your burdens to me. You don't have to carry these burdens anymore at all. Why am I not ready to do that? And it's a sweet offer. You know, if you're carrying a load and somebody says to you, well, let me help you, you're very willing to hand over that load and take that help. But in this case, why am I not able to let go of the burden that I carry? And at one point when Baba reminded us of that, you told me that you would give up waste thoughts. And so are you fulfilling that promise? Many a time Baba would make us raise our hands and say, are you sure you're going to give up waste thoughts? Okay, raise your hands, you're giving up waste thoughts. And so in Baba's presence, it felt very easy to do that. Why do I need to worry? I can just hand over my waste thoughts to Baba and the burden will go. But of course, then you'd come back to your place of service and then that mantra would get left behind and forgotten and other things would creep in. And so at that time, I remember that we did lots of classes on what is the cause of wasteful thinking. And of course, one thing Baba mentioned, are you able to put a full stop? And I'll take that up in just a minute. But any question about why, how, if, but, obviously all of these things create many waste thoughts. And all of that is related to faith. But then when we shared our churnings, and it had been not just once, but groups had been churning this subject several times, and that is said, well, the essential factor that causes waste thoughts is attachment. And of course, when you reflect on it, you understand. And it's not just a question of attachment to an individual, but it's attachment to my idea. it's attachment to my dream, my desire. Whatever it is that I'm attached to internally, and it's not working out in the way that I would like to see it happen, there's your trigger. All the thoughts that come and you can't stop them. And that moment, maybe you even say that, well, it's my responsibility. And so, yes, I'm being responsible, I'm being accountable, but yet, am I also being an instrument? And if I'm an instrument on that level, Baba will say, do the best that you can. Be very, very accurate in whatever it is you're doing. And yes, I have to follow the spiritual disciplines. I have to follow the external disciplines. I have to do both of these things. But I'm an instrument. And having done the best that I can, then what more can I do? Worry? That's usually what happens. We do the best that we can, and then what more is there that remains? There's worry. And so now let me worry about it. But it's not going to help. When you've worried about something, has it helped you? Has it helped the other? Has it helped the situation? Rather, it's created a fog in which it's not clear what the next step should be. And so, lovers, beautiful reminder, hand over your burden to God and you can be carefree. And in that stage, it does require a lot of faith. And so Baba is asking me to see how deep is my faith. My faith in Baba, my faith in drama, my faith in myself. You know how sometimes from the Sakar Murli there's a few words that touch you and stay with you. And over the last 10 days, or maybe even a week, there have been two such sentences that have touched me very deeply. One sentence was, drama is right. There was no ifs and buts or anything. Drama is right. How deeply do I believe that? And if I believe it, am I leading my life on the basis of that? That awareness that drama is right. And the second sentence, which today's movie is about love for Baba and love for service. But Baba had been talking about, again it was a Sakar Murli this week or the week before. But in that Baba had said, you have to become detached from your own image. And remember the one who is without an image. You've heard that many times. But another little addition to that. When you love someone, their image is imprinted in your heart. That was such a powerful statement. It stayed with me through all these days. And at that point, I don't think Baba was just talking about the incorporeal. Keeping the image of the incorporeal is powerful, but the feeling, the connection, the beauty, and the joy that comes when you keep Bhaktada's image, and I'm talking about Brahma Baba in the angelic form, so Bhaktada on that level. So when you keep Brahma Baba's image, Bhaktada's angelic image in your heart, then yes, that feeling of closeness, of love, of joy, of power, all of that immediately comes in. So when Baba says you don't have to make effort for remembrance, I felt that that sentence was the key, just to have very natural, easy remembrance. Keep that image in your heart and it'll keep flashing up on the screen of your mind again and again. So two things from the Sakar Murlis, but in particular this Avyakt Murli and the Carefree Emperor. And so one is the question of faith, and it's not just faith in Baba and drama, but also faith in myself that I have done what I could to the best of my knowledge, the best of my ability, and where I know I have slacked, well, that leaves a big, big margin to be open, and all sorts of things can enter into that. But if I've been accurate on the spiritual level and the external physical level, then there's nothing more that I can do except say, now I've done my best, Baba, it's up to you. And just keep my mind very quiet, which connects up very well with what Baba was talking about later in the same relief. Tivra Purusharth, intense effort maker. And intensity can be pressure cooker. And Tivra doesn't put across that idea of pressure. Tivra, well, to me, it puts across that idea that it's fast, it's quick, and it's very focused, it's intense. And so we use this word intense, and if there were a better word, please let us know. But intense effort maker, very focused, and your vision is on that aim, that goal that you want to reach. And so there were three aspects of intense effort maker that Baba described to that Murali. So one was this. As each second passes, the second and the full stop are both together. It's past and it's already a full stop. Now that is very focused effort. To be able to not allow a moment to go by before I say full stop. It's good, wonderful, great, but there's more to be done. So I can't sit back and say, okay, let me sunbathe now. So full stop. It's good. Thank you, Baba. And next. What's next? Let me get on with that. But equally, if something's not so good, it's happened, I can't change it, but today my thoughts and my awareness are going to make a difference. There have been two situations recently in which things weren't going, and they were very public situations, things weren't going as I had hoped for, and at that moment, it was a choice I had. Am I going to let my thoughts move in that direction and think, well, it shouldn't be like this? And on one level, it shouldn't have been like that. So it would have been easy to justify that in both cases. But the next thought came, my thoughts are going to impact many others. And so I have to keep my thoughts just with Baba and trust that Baba's going to give souls the experience that they need or the experience that they came for. And that's what kept me okay at that moment in both situations. So just to be able to keep our thoughts with Baba and to make sure that be aware that our thoughts carry vibration, they carry an energy, and so maybe somebody doesn't read my thoughts, but they can see my face, and that's true for everyone. But also, they can pick up vibrations, and our thoughts and our vibrations can either bring souls closer to Baba, or they can create a block and make them have many other race thoughts. So, the full stop. To keep, you know, if you keep practicing driving, then you're going to get there, you're going to get your license. And so my thoughts, am I practicing putting a brake when I need to and say stop? And I know which thoughts are going to lead in which direction. And so I need to practice. And the more I practice, I can't complain to Baba and say, well, I can't do it. Baba will say, it's simple, but you didn't practice. and so I need to practice the Deepra Prasharat, intense effort maker, a full stop. But a very lovely definition. One moment and the next moment, full stop. And the other two words that Baba used in terms of intense effort maker, to check and see to what extent am I Saman, Bap Saman, equal to the Father, and also Sampan, complete, full. And of course that means you'll fly off and be an angel, so none of us are there yet. All of us on their way. But the way to keep checking for Bab Saman, the majority of people here have had long years of experience with Avyakt Baba. And those who haven't had that experience, definitely, you've already probably seen two videos on the 17th of October and again 15th of November. What did you see in Baba's face? And it would be interesting to hear from you, but maybe your teachers can ask you personally later. For what I was seeing, and I wasn't thinking about it at the time, but I just reflect, what did I see on Baba's face on the 15th? And of course it's years of seeing Baba in Madhavan, but I'm just recollecting that Baba's face on that screen was just extremely loving, extremely gentle, very, very sweet, very beautiful, not on an external physical level, but there was radiance, there was a glow. Am I right? Everybody saw that. It was quite noticeable now that I reflect on it. As I say, I was intent on the words rather than the face, but that's the impression I'm left with. So Baba's not talking about the beauty of external features, but what is the light that's shining in my forehead? So Baba spoke about how being carefree emperor, if you are that, then a visible sign of that is there won't be wrinkles here. Baba spoke about lines on your forehead. And so, I mean, how old are the daddies now? 90 plus, 100 something? But what you see on their forehead, never mind Baba, but even the daddies, you see this glow. And so definitely, all of us can acquire the same. It's a question of what's going on in here. And so if my thoughts are pure and elevated, if my thoughts are kind and benevolent, then that's going to be visible, and that shine, that glow is going to be radiant. And that is the beauty. And so let me be able to be Bab Saman in my thinking. That's, of course, where it all begins. And Baba, every Murali, is teaching me how to think. It's a lesson in that. I see something, what should my response be? Something happens, how should I think about it? And so, can I think in the way Baba's thinking, rather than think in the way that was automatic before? I discovered two new things that have come into my language. Ants. When an ant gets into an elephant's ear, what happens? You heard that. So, the ant that gets into our heads, the automatic negative thought. There's something that I don't like, and instant. There's an ant that starts crawling and it can drive you crazy. The Maharati, the elephant, physically it happens to elephants, but to a Maharati also, you think you're doing fine, but a little bit off guard and the negative thoughts begins, and rubber stamp, full stop, instant, because it starts crawling and it'll carry on, you won't catch it. But what does Baba think? Just that little question, and the other word, reframing. So can I reframe this? Can I change the way in which I see it? And once I change my attitude, once I understand that my goal is Bab Saman, this is where I want to go, this is where I want to be, then I'm going to make that effort to get there. If I say, okay, well, I'm in Gyan, I'm following Raj Yoga, and a little bit here, a little bit there, and sometimes this is, sometimes there's that, well, that's no aim. But if I have an aim, and the aim that Baba has given us, and there was this beautiful expression in the same early, Baba wants you to fulfill all his hopes and desires. And again, Baba was very positive about it. And Baba was speaking to the double foreigners. You have already fulfilled Baba's hopes and desires, but there's more. I wouldn't say, okay, good enough, now stay where you are. But there's more. Both things came. And so let me fulfill Baba's hopes and desires for me. And when you've had that awareness and the feeling of Baba's love for you, then you know that Baba's hopes and desires for you are very elevated and very powerful. Let me be able to fulfill Baba's hopes and become like the Father, so that together we can reveal the Father. And the other word that Baba used is Saman and Sampan, complete, full. It's a tall order, full. Just think about even one thing, full of peace. How often do I feel complete and full? Full of love. Another big one. At what time is it that I shift from that feeling of love? Yeah, from time to time, sometimes. And what Baba is saying, Baba would like us to become full. And then you can become perfect. If there's still empty space for other things to come in, and a soul isn't full and complete, then can't attain perfection. A few nights ago, there was a beautiful full moon, and you could really see it. The sky was dark, but it was without clouds, and absolutely full moon. It was perfect full moon, and in London you don't always see it because the clouds. So this time, two nights running, I saw this perfect full moon. And so that stage that Brahma Baba, Mama have attained, that others who are our elders and ancestors have attained, that's where I want to be. That's where I want to go. So that's Friday's Murli. But you have another Murli today. Can I count how fortunate I am, how many blessings I have, that every day there's something new Baba wants to teach me and carry me forward. And especially the Avyat Murlis, which are in a way the essence, the summary of many other Murlis. Enjoy the Murli today, and Sunday, enjoy the day of the sun, and this evening is World Meditation Hour, so we can experiment with all these ideas. And there's something very lovely that happened at the Parliament a few nights ago, and something to ask Nithi to come and share her experience of that, but also tell us what it was all about.
Shanti, good morning. On 12th of November, VKs were invited by the Sanskriti Center for Culture and Excellence to participate at an event marking the UN International Year of Indigenous Languages. And this is an experience of how Baba works, Baba's magic works, because last month VKs were asked to submit something in Gujarati because it's about languages. So there were around 20 different languages of India which were brought together under one roof at the House of Lords. So they wanted VKs to also participate, and the language that we got was Gujarati. And so first we thought it was just to submit that little article or a poem on Dadi Janaki. So and we thought that was it. So Charuben asked, and we just submitted that poem, and then we were invited to attend that event, and we thought that was it. We just have to go and just attend what is happening, because they collected all different languages and they were going to launch a book. We thought we just have to be there. And the night before the event, we came to know that we have to actually read it in front of everybody. So, and once we read it, we thought that was it. But we didn't realize that it was something big for the Indian journalist, that Indian languages were being presented in the House of Lords. And so from the next day, we were seeing all the newspapers were having this event marked in their news. And because it was a poem on Dadi Janaki, they all mentioned about Dadi Janaki and the poem being read in House of Lords. So it was Baba's magic, and it was Dipti Ben's hard work that she was coordinating with everybody, and Charu Ben and Jemini Ben as well. So because I could read in Gujarati, I had to just read that in the House of Parliament. So when we were there, I think it was the first event, gentlemen, where we went, which was so time constrained. So everybody was given only 2.5 minutes to read and translate and give the summation of what they were reading. And so we just tried to be in time, because it was also about how DK is present. So the first 30 seconds, because I knew it would take 2 minutes to read it. The first 30 seconds I have, and it was funny because they forgot the name to introduce, you know, that come and introduce who, they always introduce that the person is going to read. And for BKs, they forgot, and they said, a Brahma Kumari will come and read about Dadi Janaki. And so, when I went on the stage, the one who was doing Haga Sudhaji, she said, can you please introduce yourself? You've got 30 seconds extra. So I took that opportunity and I said, you've already introduced me as a Brahma Kumaris, and that's enough. And I said, I introduced Dadi Janaki, and I asked them to take that 10-15 seconds and reflect on the divinity within themselves. So there was a moment of silence for a few seconds in the House of Lords, and the poem, I'm going to read it to you and then translate as well. It's only going to be 2 minutes. And the title was Divya Vibhuti, which means a divine personality. So that gave us a chance to introduce Baba and evoke Baba in those few seconds, and everybody was in silence. And the poem is, Divya Vibhuti is the title. Avirat Vaitu Samvedanano Jharno અસીમ શક્તિની છે જે સરિતા, અથક છે જેમની સેવા અનંત, અપાર છે ભાવના વિશ્વ કલ્યાણ અર્થ, પ્રણય વાત્સલ્ય કરુણા, નિશ્ચલ નિસ્વાર્થ છે જેમની મમતા, સરળ સભ્ય અનુશાસિત છે જેમની રીત, પરમેશ્વર સાથે છે ઘનિષ્ઠ પ્રીત, સત્યતા દિવ્યતા વિનમ્રતાની છે જે પ્રતિમા, મધુરતા સહનશીલતાની છે એ પરાકાષ્ઠા, જીવન જેમનું છે ઈશ્વર પ્રેરિતતા, સ્વચ્છ વેદાગ છે જેમની આત્મા, આધ્યાત્મતાનો છે જે પ્રકાશ સ્તંભ, જ્ઞાન ગુણ સામર્થ્યની છે જે ધની, વિશ્વ નમન કરે એવી વિભૂતિ પરમાત્માની છે એ અભિવ્યક્તિ. તપ ત્યાગ વૈરાગ્યનું જેમાં ઓજસ વંદન કરે છે કાળ વૈભવ અને જશ, દેવ કુલ અભિવાદન કરે તેવું છે જેનું તેજસ, સંસાર કહે છે સ્નેહથી જેમને દાદી, વિશિષ્ટ વ્યક્તિત્વ ધારી એ છે જાનકી દાદી.
The translation, the summation is a divine personality, Dadi Janki. Like a waterfall, Dadi Janki is a constant flow of pure feelings. She is a river with infinite powers, tireless with boundless energy for unending service for the world. She has infinite love for God. She is the embodiment of truth, divinity, humility and compassion. Her soul is transparent and flawless. The world bows down to her as a true expression of God Himself. There is unending tribute to her divine glow and aura she has earned through her sacrifice, spiritual realizations and intense meditation. It's beautiful how Baba opens doors for service that we had never even imagined. I couldn't have imagined a Gujarati poem to Dadi Janki being read in the House of Lords. So wonderful ways of service that Baba has in plan for us.
Yeah.